Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, a weekly segment here on WUKY where we talk with government leaders from across central Kentucky. I'm Brenna Angel, joined today by phone with Mayor Jim Barnes of Richmond. Mr. Barnes, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
There is a lot of news coming out of Richmond. First, let's talk about the budget. As I understand it, the city is expected to have a budget surplus from the last fiscal year of around $3 million. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how was the city able to end up with those extra funds, and where will that money go now?
Well, I mean, of course, the money goes into the general fund as to future expenses and capital improvements and things of that nature. Well, we feel like that we had about a $500,000 surplus in revenue, and then, you know, and we've cut expenses. You know, we're just being efficient and trying to run it, you know, just close as we can, making sure that every dollar is spent wisely.
Last week it was announced that the city will close one of its fire stations, the station on Enterprise Drive. Mayor Barnes, can you explain some of the factors that went into that decision?
Well, some of the factors, it just, you know, the public safety is a very expensive thing to have, and we're just trying to be as efficient as we can because of the growth, and a lot of this is driven by the pension fund. You know, right now we're paying about 38%, and projected growth in the next 3 to 4 years it'll be up to 50%. So when you have a fire station, you have to man it, and it takes 9 to 12 people per station. So we just feel like that we could offer just as good a service with 4 as we did 5. And in my opinion, we should have never built the 5th one to start with. But I think we were anticipating growth, and with the economy downturn, you know, the growth just hadn't produced out there.
Well, let's talk about jobs. How is Richmond looking on the economic development front? And I've read reports that the city's current budget projects revenue increases of only about 0.5%.
Well, you know, and one of the things we do in the city of Richmond, we look at past history, look at trend, how trends are going, and our revenue is disappointingly stagnant. It's not growing to where we thought it should be. But our economy in Richmond is pretty healthy. I think one of the things that's happened, and it's happened all over the country, is, you know, companies have downsized, and if they can maintain and make be as profitable with the downsizing of employment, they're not going to hire people. So, you know, and then the job, you know, the jobs pay is not up. So even though we have people working, you know, the tax revenue is not increasing because of the downsizing of, you know, of the economy.
Are you concerned about jobs at the Bluegrass Army Depot? I know Congressman Chandler issued a statement about that last week as well.
Yeah, I'm very concerned. You know, I think the, you know, anybody in the Bluegrass region should be concerned about the Bluegrass Army Depot. I mean, you know, we know by 2020-21 that the nuclearization is going to be winding down. You know, that's probably, you know, what, 1,500 jobs or something of that degree, I think, at the peak. And then, you know, the long-term concern is, you know, is the ammunition part of the depot going to be there? You know, I have major concerns about it. When you start looking, they're going to lay off 300 people. You know, I think there's a 1,200 staff on that, so we're down to 9. You know, where's that end? And any time that you lose, and they're good paying jobs.
Is there anything the city is currently doing or plans to do to attract more jobs? And in terms of making sure you balance the budget, it sounds like the city is doing what it can in terms of cutting expenditures, but what about generating more revenue, if possible?
Well, you know, unfortunately, the city can control expenses, but we can't control revenue. You know, revenue is industrial, commercial-driven. So what we try to do is create a climate and an atmosphere that people want to come to Richmond and open up a business. And, you know, we just had a new plant open, Asahi Bluegrass Forge, but unfortunately we just had one closed, so, you know, we're just kind of trading dollars right now.
Well, finally, I want to talk to you about something that happened this past week, an incident at a park in Richmond in which two women were told to leave that park after they were seen kissing. Mayor Barnes, what was your reaction when you heard about that?
Well, you know, I have mixed reaction. You know, if you look at either side of it, If you know this park, it's a little private park. It's a, you know, it's a scenery, relaxing type place. You know, I'm sure that the people in there, the women, whoever it was, I know very little about it. It's something that we don't control, that park. But it's an unfortunate incident for anybody. I look at, as far as the park itself, I think they would do that with it be two women or a man and a woman. It's not, that's not a place for affection, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking. I'm not, but it's their park and they have it for a purpose, and they thought it was inappropriate. I guess they thought it was inappropriate.
There have been calls for Richmond to pass a fairness ordinance that would prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, but that issue really has not been addressed by the city commission. Is that still the case?
Yes.
And why?
Well, we feel like that the state and the federal government mandate things of discrimination, and whether it be sexual orientation or color or, if you read the statutes, it addresses all those issues. And their laws override our laws anyway. So I don't see the need, personally, and I think the commission feels the same way at this time, that there's enough of that goes on that would warrant us to have a fairness ordinance.
But do you feel that public perception of the city of Richmond could be affected by the lack of having a local fairness ordinance?
No, I do not. I mean, there's only two, people say that, but there's only two in the state that even have it. So I'd say there's more that doesn't have it than that do have it.
All right. Well, Mr. Barnes, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
That's Jim Barnes, Mayor of Richmond, and you can hear our complete interview online at wuky.org.